Welcome to the Listening Note Taking Methods 3 by Academic English UK. Worksheet 3. Practice. Listen to the 5 lectures and take notes using the Cornell Notes system. Lecture 1. Hello. I'm going to talk to you today about Speech Interpretation and Recognition Interface, better known as Siri, Apple's digital personal assistant. Created in 1993 by Adam Shea and sold to Apple in 2010 for a reported $200 million, Siri is the most popular digital assistant with around 500 million users and 500 million devices enabled. It's not difficult to see why it's so popular, as it has completely revolutionized the way in which people interact with online content. The personal assistant can perform a multitude of tasks such as online searches, social media management, and smart home automation, which have helped its users to become far more productive in their digital interactions. Like all the digital assistants, Siri works through a combination of natural language processing, NLP, natural language generation, NLG, and machine learning. NLP refers to Siri's ability to understand the content produced by humans. NLG is Siri's ability to generate content in both written and spoken forms, which can be comprehended by humans, and machine learning refers to the application of artificial intelligence in which machines are given access to data which they can learn from instead of being programmed by humans. This means that the more experiences Siri has and the more data it accumulates, the smarter it becomes. Lecture 2. Hello, I'm going to talk to you today about Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a type of decentralized digital currency, also known as cryptocurrency. Formed in 2009, bitcoins can be created, bought or sold, and are stored in a digital wallet. The way to create new bitcoins is through mining, which is the process of verifying the transactions made. Once a miner has verified the transaction, they are rewarded with more bitcoins. These transactions, transfers or trades are then recorded on a ledger system known as a blockchain. One of the main reasons why Bitcoin has become so popular is due to its low transaction fees, as well as the ability to trade different currencies worldwide. Despite some banks, such as the Bank of Singapore, believing that Bitcoin could replace gold, many financial institutions, including the Bank of England, are extremely wary of it, largely due to its unpredictability. It is true that its value has fluctuated considerably, perhaps due in part to its original design, which was simply to be able to make daily peer-to-peer transactions without using the traditional banking infrastructure. Since then, Bitcoin is now considered by many to be not only an inflation hedge, but also a store of value. Investing in Bitcoin does not come without its risks either, and there is no guarantee that your Bitcoins are safe if your digital wallet is accidentally deleted. Lecture 3. Hello, I'm going to talk to you today about mobile payment apps. Mobile payment apps such as Apple Pay or Google Pay allow individual smartphones to be used as a form of payment card through the use of near-field communication, or NFC, and a payment reader. NFC has the ability to transfer data between two devices wirelessly without the need for an internet or Bluetooth connection within a distance of 4 centimeters. This already exists within bank cards, such as when we tap a debit or credit card into a payment reader to make contactless payments. But it now seems that these mobile payments are not only overtaking cash payments, but card payments too. Many of these payment systems also allow for money to be transferred from one person to another, much like PayPal. One reason for the surge in popularity could be due to the current climate, wherein shoppers are encouraged to reduce physical contact as much as possible. Another reason could be the convenience of using one device for several purposes. being able to pay for transactions with your smartphone, coupled with the many other tasks it can perform, certainly appeals to millennials and Zoomers who are already familiar with the technology. These apps are also considered to be much more secure than paying with a credit or debit card, as they use encrypted versions of the card number to authorize the payment. Lecture 4. Hello, I'm going to talk to you today about gunshot detection technology, particularly in conservation. The technology, developed by the Zoological Society of London and Google Cloud, uses acoustic sensors instead of camera traps to be able to detect movements in protected areas. The sensors, which have a 360-degree radius, can detect events of up to 1 kilometre away continuously, compared to camera traps which are only activated by movement and are limited to close range. The technology was first piloted in Cameroon in 2018 with the aim of uncovering illegal hunting activity. The recorded audio was analysed for gunshot sounds using machine learning and artificial intelligence, which is significantly quicker and easier than manual listening. The recordings were then validated as spectrograms, which not only showed where a gunshot took place, but also its exact date and time. In just 1 month, conservationists discovered that poaching was also taking place during the day, something which they previously thought only happened at night. Therefore, it is hoped that this kind of technology could be expanded to several wildlife areas where infrequently hunted endangered species could be protected from poachers much more easily and regularly, without putting their lives in even further danger also. Lecture 5. Hello, I'm going to talk to you today about Amazon Fresh, a contactless grocery store in West London. In spring 2021, Amazon opened the first of its kind supermarket in the UK, whereby customers could do their weekly grocery shopping without having to scan an item or even visit the till. To be able to shop at the store, shoppers must be an Amazon Prime customer and use the smartphone app to scan in a code before entering. In-store sensors can detect when a product has been taken from or returned to a shelf, and advanced technology such as deep learning and computer vision can keep track of your items in a virtual cart as you move around the store. Several cameras are also placed around the store to track the movements of items bought as well as their buyers. Once you have completed your shop, you just walk out with no need to wait to pay for your items. All the goods purchased are shown on your digital receipt and paid for via your online Amazon account. Although there is currently only one store of this kind in the UK, there are over 25 Amazon Go stores in the US, and many more stores are being planned in London and other parts of the UK. There are, however, some concerns regarding exactly how much personal data would be required to make Amazon's Just Walk Out technology more mainstream.